Bro Radio.
New Centre at 7. The funeral of the second victim of the Manchester synagogue attack has been remembered for his bravery. Adrian Dalby is believed to have been accidentally shot dead by police while trying to stop Jihad al-Shami from getting into the building in Crumpsall last Thursday. Ivor Rosenberg is a volunteer security guard who confronted him.
I stood back and we could hear a shot, and Johnny, who I was standing a couple of feet away from, dropped down to the ground, and the bullet had come through him and gone into Mr. Dalby.
Melvin Kravitz also died in the attack. A 46-year-old man's been arrested after a suspected arson attack at a mosque in East Sussex. No one was injured in Peacehaven on Saturday night. Two teenagers have collectively been jailed for more than 30 years for the killing of a boy with a machete in southeast London. Dejan Campbell was ambushed in Woolwich in September last year. The Conservative Party is promising a tax refund for young workers if it returns to power. Faye Rowlands reports from Manchester.
Today's conference hosted events like how to rebuild trust with younger voters under 50. At one Next Gen Tory event, some of the suggestions.
They want to work for themselves. They don't want the government to tax huge amounts of their own money.
Building homes.
With 63 said to be the age of the average Conservative voter, it's no surprise the party wants to broaden its appeal with promises like this one.
When someone takes their first job, the first £5,000 they pay in national insurance will go towards a deposit on their first home.
Labour's questioned how it would be funded.
Delegations from Hamas and Israel have begun indirect talks in Egypt to discuss bringing the war in Gaza to an end. It comes after Hamas's partial acceptance of President Trump's peace plan. Meanwhile, the cycling team, which features British rider Chris Froome, will drop Israel from their name from next season. And that's the latest. I'm Tanya Snugg.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A rail firm says it's accepted a £1 million fine for the death of a passenger. Bethan Roper from Penarth died in 2018 after leaning her head out of a train window and hitting a tree branch. GWR admitted breaching health and safety laws, but the company insists it's retained a strong record both before and after the accident. It's taken 7 months, but Cardiff Airport has named a new chief executive. John Sharp will start his new role next month, succeeding Spencer Burns, who stepped down in March. The Welsh Government-owned airport at Roos has faced scrutiny over its post-COVID recovery, its plans to spend over £200 million to try and boost passenger numbers. A TV series on Penarth's Ysgol y Deli has lost out at the BAFTA Cymru Awards for the third time. A special score was nominated for Best Factual Series. Among the winners, BBC drama Lost Boys and Fairies took home five prizes, including Best Actor. There was also an Outstanding Contribution Award for Doctor Who showrunner Russell T Davies.
It's strange. It feels like a script that's late because it's called the Outstanding Contribution. So to me, the word outstanding is late. It's like, Russell, your script is still outstanding. So I think I'm thinking I'm being told off. It was due on the 1st of September. I'm joking. I'm really thrilled. Really delighted. What an honour. I'm such a lucky man.
And we'll find out the winner of this year's Welsh Music Prize later. All-female group Adwife could win it for a record third time after announcing they were taking a break. Gwenno and Sage Todds are also among the nominees. Tonight's ceremony takes place at the Wales Millennium Centre in Cardiff Bay. In sports, Aaron Ramsey's international comeback has been put off again. He's withdrawn from the Wales squad for their next two games due to a muscle injury. Dan James will also miss Thursday's friendly in England and next week's crucial World Cup qualifier with Belgium in Cardiff.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Shine.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got in store for the show today? Well, we've got an action-packed show where we're going to be talking about the football and rugby that's taken place around the Vale. And Tom also went down to Barry Island, where he was talking to the founder of the South Wales Rowing Club for their recent open day. That's going to be coming up later in the show. And we're going to be talking about the fantastic Cardiff Half Marathon, where Bro Radio were out and about at points around the route, where we were going out talking to supporters and participants and keeping everyone motivated for their 13-mile journey. And if anyone in the Vale were taking part in that, then I'm sure that you've got a well-deserved putting your feet up whilst listening to the show today. But we're going to start the sports show. We're going to start with the Cymru Premier, here to come at Bro Radio.
Oh,
This is Monday Night Sport here at Borough Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cymru Premier, TNS, they ended Barry's unbeaten run. So Barry Town United's recent unbeaten run in the Cymru Premier ended with a 4-0 defeat at reigning champions, the New Saints. A first defeat in five league games saw Steve Jenkins' men drop out of the top half of the table as the leaders produced a clinical second half display to extend their lead at the summit. By and large, Barry kept faith with the side that had held a stalemate at Flint last weekend, with Keston Davis replacing Dan Barton in the only change to the starting lineup. The visitors have made Park Hall a hat pea hunting ground of sorts over the years, and they enjoyed a bright start with Ollie Holbert's half volley forcing TNS Nathan Shepherd into making a point blank save. An early free kick for Ryan Brobble was tipped over the bar by George Radcliffe, but the Barry keeper was beaten on 21 minutes when winger's cross into the 6-yard area was met by a fine header from Jack Bodenham. The hosts grew more dominant and posed little threat for the remainder of the half, coming closest to a second when Adam Wilson headed wide from Danny Redmond's audacious pass at distance. If the first half had been a little sparring on the Saints' part, the second was anything but. In the 51st minute, Barry's defence was left wanting as Ken Charles drilled home past Radcliffe from the edge of the box to double the hosts' lead. Barry's best effort came midway point when captain Callum Saintie surged forward before Morgan Wigley's tight angled effort evaded a TNS defender but was blocked by Shepherd. The Saints put the game beyond doubt in the final 15 minutes. First, Radcliffe denied sub Isaac Jeffries, but was unable to keep out Ben Clark's tap-in from the rebound at close range. And an especially tough afternoon for the Barry keeper ended with Jeffries blasting the ball into the top corner from the edge of the penalty area on the 82nd minute. So that means Barry dropped to 7th in the table, but only on goal difference, as they prepare for their Tuesday night game at home with Britton Ferry. And they've held 2nd place Penobont to a goalless draw in a game that was driven by tricky weather conditions. But Storm Amy also came to the aid of Cardiff Met, who beat Ballard 2-0 to secure back-to-back wins. And while Haverford West County earned a much-needed 3-1 victory over Flicktown United, Colwyn Bay won 1-0 to 10 Carnarvon, who slipped to 3 straight defeats, while Llanelli's 3-game unbeaten run ended with a 3-0 loss at Connors Quay Nomads. And in the Adram Premier, Barry Town United suffered another heavy defeat in what turned out to be Stevie McCarthy Campbell's final game as manager. Sunday's 4-1 loss to Britton Ferry was their 4th in 5 games so far this season, with the hosts unable to build on Daniel Broadhurst's reply at the end of a tough first half. Kira Harris, who scored the winner at Aberystwyth Town, was awarded with a place in the starting lineup as part of 5 changes. Holly Jenkins, Fionn Spence, Lucy Atwood and Anne Harrod-Beeman also returned, with Ellie Gurney and Erin Murray dropped altogether, while Emily Freeman returned to the subs bench. It didn't take long for the forward to be called up to replace Spence, who suffered an early injury, while Ellie Priest, scorer of 2 goals at Aberystwyth last week, provided the first chance of the afternoon, forcing Britton Ferry keeper Courtney Young into making a fine save. But Young's counterpart Molly Anson was also being tested, and after 15 minutes Jade Crofts beat the keeper from Megan Kirkle's assist to signal the start of another tough afternoon for the hosts. Crofts doubled the lead 7 minutes later when Barry failed to clear Curl's corner before the loose ball was bundled home by informed striker who has scored 4 goals so far this season. Britton Ferry came close to a third moments later when Lucy Powell skimmed the crossbar before the follow-up set piece went wide from Laurie Ryden's header. Barry were further punished for a handball which led to Powell scoring from the penalty spot after 40 minutes, before Anson was beaten again by Maya Owens' strike from pinpoint Grace Evans' cross just 2 minutes later. At this point, Barry had conceded 13 goals without reply at Jenner Park this season, an unwelcome record. That was eased somewhat by Broadhurst's reply on the stroke of half-time. Both Lucy Atwood and Chelsea Cochrane went close to reducing the arrears further, but Britton Ferry were only slightly less dominant after the break. Curls again hit the crossbar from a testing free kick, while a number of Barry chances dwindled to a premium. Evelyn Ingram made her first senior debut in the closing stages in what turned out to be the final act of Stephen McCarthy Campbell's reign. And that leaves Barry second from bottom in the table, and they already face a crucial test next Sunday when they visit a Pontypridd United, but they're still without a win, let alone their first points following their 6-1 demolition at the hands of the New Saints at Park Hall. And Cardiff City remain top after beating Aberystwyth 6-1, while Wrexham kept up the pressure on the reigning champions with a 3-1 victory at Swansea City, which leaves Jenny Sugarman's side in second on goal difference. And as you heard, that was the last act of Stevie McCarthy Campbell's time as Barry Town United's manager. Former Lantwick Major boss, who's presided over just one win in the first five games of this Adran season. His departure was announced on Sunday following that 4-1 defeat to Britton Ferry, but shortly after it was announced that he had joined Gwalior United to take over from James Thomas, who had resigned as head coach on Thursday. But on leaving Barry, McCarthy Campbell said, "I'm incredibly proud of what we've achieved. The players have been outstanding with their commitment, attitude and desire to keep improving. They have made this journey truly special. I'd like to thank the committee for their trust and belief in me and for giving me the opportunity to lead this great club. I thoroughly enjoyed working alongside such dedicated group of people who care deeply about the club's future. A special thank you must go out to all my staff whose hard work, loyalty and support have been invaluable throughout the time here. Without them, our success wouldn't have been possible. I look forward to watching the club continue to grow and succeed, particularly with the exciting pathway being built with the new academy. And the future's bright for Barry Town United women, and I'll always be proud to have played a part in the club's journey." So McCarthy Campbell, he arrived at Jenner Park during the summer of 2023 when he was still in charge of Lantwick Major. But he was sacked by the Cymru South club shortly after the beginning of the season, and that left him free to concentrate on the top flight of Welsh women's football. And he led Barry to their biggest points total in his first season in charge before guiding them to sixth in 2024-25, while improving on the squad's ability to compete with the likes of Cardiff City, Swansea City and Wrexham. And Luke Williams, the women's chair for Barry Town United, said, "We're extremely grateful for what Stevie has delivered for our women's section, both on and off the pitch during his tenure, where he has overseen great progress in the club. During his tenure, the club has made great strides, which has resulted in breaking a number of club records during his 2 years in charge. He's an ambitious and talented manager with extremely high work ethic, and I have no doubts that he will go on to achieve more great things in the future, whatever comes next for him." But it's been a tough start for the season for Barry, 2025-26 at home, where they've lost all three of their home games, conceding 13 goals and scoring just one. So it's changes there at Barry Town United there. So we'll be keeping across that and making any announcements when we find out. But coming up on Bro Radio, we're going to be bringing you the results from the Cymru South and other selected football matches.
This is
Bro Radio. Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training program, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
If you want to add some fun and laughter to your life and learn to dance, quick step to it as Miranda Lee Dance's new adult beginner classes start soon. From the foxtrot and waltz to the paso doble and cha-cha-cha, Miranda's ballroom and Latin American dance classes are guaranteed to get you moving. Miranda Lee is an award-winning dance teacher, and her regular dance classes will definitely get you and your partner up on your feet. They happen at Castleland Community Centre in Barry, and you'll find all the details at MirandaLeeDance.com.
They're here. Halloween fun is back at Funmon Castle, with big scares for the big kids and smaller scares for the little ones. Our not-so-scary Halloween spooktacular is packed with thrills and chills for all ages. And our Halloween Fright Nights rise from the grave once more, with terror, treats and guaranteed screams. Under 16s must be accompanied by an adult for Fright Nights. Halloween fun at Fonmon starts October the 18th. Book tickets at fonmoncastle.com.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Brewer Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major were held to a 1-1 draw at Bagland Dragons in the 95th minute equaliser. So Nathan Logan's last gasp header denied the visitors what would have been their first away win of the league season. The kickoff there was delayed by about 30 minutes due to the M4 being closed between Margam and Pyle in the wake of Storm Amy. When the game did get underway, Bagland enjoyed the lion's share of possession in a first half that gradually sprung to life. Kofi Rowe came close for the visitors, outpacing a defender before his effort deflected wide for a corner. The hosts had been denied by a fine save from keeper Riley Allen when straight from counter-attack, Rowe broke clear down the right flank before his cross was headed in by Jack Bevan to give Major the lead on 40 minutes. Llantwit pushed hard to kill the game off late in the second half, but wasted at least two chances to add a second goal, and they were ultimately made to pay for it when a dubious awarded set-piece. Jack Fleming's cross found Logan, who nodded past Allen deep in stoppage time. And Carl Lewis's men dropped to 12th in the table with just 7 points from their first 9 games as they prepare to entertain Pontypridd United at Windmill Lane next Saturday. And Caerdydd's match with Newport City, that was postponed. But their next game is on Friday, where they're away to Cwmpan Celtics. But on Saturday, Ely Rangers were away to FC Cymmanan and they won that match 1-0, with the only goal in the game was scored by Callum Flynn in the second half. So that leaves Ely Rangers 6th in their league, and next up for them, they've got an away trip to Penydarren Seniors on Saturday. And also last Saturday, Dinas Powys were playing and they lost 4-2 away to Betis. Jonathan Thomas scored early for the home side, followed by a Ryan Garland penalty to level the match. But Zach Edwards restored the home side's lead before half-time. A Kean Hayes and Morgan Lewis scored quickly in the second half for Betis, but Adekunle reduced the arrears late on, and an Ian Jones received his second yellow card. So that leaves Dinas Powys 4th in their league, and they're next away on Saturday to Tata Steel United. And Cardiff Airport were also in action, and they run out 6-0 winners away to Kevin Coiber. Jack Davis with the only goal in the first half before Airport run riot. And early in the second half, Oliver Tipples and Curtis Scotto-Debusco got on the score sheet. Toby Gillies received a red card for the home team, and that just seemed to spur Airport on as Alfie Tipples next to score. But then Oliver grabbed his second, and as the game was moving to an end, Alfie then scored his second of the game as well. So that leaves Cardiff Airport 6th in the league, and on Friday they've got they're hosting Evans and Williams FC. So that's your Cymru South and selected scores from around the Vale. So we've still got to bring you the interview that Tom did with the founder of the South Wales Rowing Club, and we've still got talk about rugby that's taken place around the Vale, and the fantastic Cardiff Half Marathon that Bro Radio were lining the parts of the route with, and talking to spectators and participants. All that and more still to come at Bro Radio.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, I know it all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brain.
don't impress me much. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. So you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, oh no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you think, you're Elvis or something? That don't impress me much. Oh, no. That don't impress me.
And Penarth continued to lead the way in the Admiral League in the East Central region after battling a 39-31 win over St Albans. Blustery conditions at the Athletic Ground played their part as the Bears saw off a well-drilled Bun side to retain their 100% record in all competitions, with Harry Williams scoring a hat-trick of tries. Spencer Robinson, Ben Jones and Joe Williams also went over for the hosts, who also marked the 100th club appearance of the front row duo of Geraint Williams and Tom Griffiths. And Penarth remain top, having yet to drop even a single bonus point in the Division 1 table. But in Division 2, Cowbridge made it back-to-back wins after beating Penturk 29-22. While Lantwick Major were off the mark in Division 3 after a hard-fought 33-24 victory at home to Ferndale. And Dinas Powys, they were beaten 26-15 at home to Cliffnoid. And in Division 6, Sully Sports were beaten 40 points to 13 at Bridgend Athletic in their first defeat under new head coach John Diamond. But the Old Penarthians Division 5 fixture against Trevor Cloyd was postponed. And Barry's tough start to the Admiral League season, that continued with a curtailed 44-3 defeat at Abercumboy in Division 1 East Central. The game was brought to a halt after 65 minutes following a potential serious neck injury for Rhys Force, the Barry number 8, who needed lengthy treatment on the pitch before being helped off. Following a ruck deep in Abercumboy half, Force stayed prone on the ground and needed prolonged and careful treatment from the club's physios, and after being advised an ambulance would take much more than an hour to reach the Cardiff Road ground, a specialist was contacted who was able to give treatment advice. Rhys is sore, but hopefully he'll be fine, He's tough, said head coach Mike Morgan. Tremendous work by the physios, Joe and Joe, and that's Evans and Gatt, looking after him. But on the match itself, with Abercumboy comfortably ahead when it ended, Morgan was suitably blunt. We didn't get off the bus, our heads were not in the game, and we were punished for it. As a squad, we weren't there today, and that's something we have to fix immediately. Abercumboy totally dominated the first half and had run in four of their five tries before the interval. Faster and sharper than Barry, the hosts made most of space granted by some poor defending and tackling to put the match beyond reach. Morgan Prosser's 28-minute penalty had briefly cut the Abercumboy lead to 13 points, and although the Bombers improved in a shortened second half, they rarely looked like making a margin of defeat respectable. Not a great start there for Barry, but, you know, all thoughts go out to Reece there, and I hope he makes a good and swift recovery. And it just shows the all the behind the scenes staff, like the physios and the medics as well, that they're vital for games like this to go ahead, and you know, they hope they're not needed, but when they are needed, they always do a real sterling job. But let's hope onwards and upwards for Bally Rugby there. But that brings the excitement there now towards the Autumn Internationals, and they are a little over a month away now, where Wales prepare to take on Argentina, Japan, New Zealand and South Africa. And it's all, you know, I'm going to say it's looking a little bit more promising now. They did finally get their win on the board, so they're not on the on the record breaking losing run. They got their win out there against Japan, and they take them on in the second game of the four internationals. Work is going to start sort of building up towards that, because I always get excited around international match time, particularly the autumn internationals. They're all sort of a thing in my calendar, and I know the year is swiftly moving on once we get to the autumn internationals. But up next on Bro, we're going to be talking about the Cardiff Half Marathon that took place on the weekend, where Bro Radio were out there supporting. We've also got the interview that Tom did with the founder of the South Wales Rowing Club here to come at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
I don't want to frighten you people, but I know what's going to happen.
Coming this October.
Tell us about the ghost. We need something to entertain us.
Entertain you? Heavens above.
Live at the Paget Rooms, Penarth.
Ever since that night, the station has been haunted.
I've got to go see it. I must. The driver, please.
Penarth Operatic and Dramatic Society's The Ghost Train. October 8th through 11th. Tickets available from ghosttrainplay.co.uk.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you, and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis, as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed-price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do. Even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
What's in the box?
With Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
On Monday morning, Kerry answered the phone and gave us this answer on What's in the Box.
I think, could it be a hat, like a sun hat?
Okay, yeah. Why do you think it could be a sun hat?
Well, some people have been on about sun, or, you know, protect yourself. And I was thinking, perhaps a sun hat. I don't know why, just popped into my head.
It's not what's inside, but what do you think is the prize pot currently worth £195? All you've got to do is guess what's in the box. Register to play at broradio.fm.
Pro Radio's What's in the Box with Daniel Matthew Estate Agents, your local property experts. Pop into their office at 14 High Street, Barry, or visit danielmatthew.co.uk. Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And recently, Tom went along to the South Wales Rowing Club that they had their open day in Barry Island. And whilst he was there, Tom was talking to the founder of the South Wales Rowing Club, and that was Tony. And he begins by telling him about how the club started.
When I started, I've been rowing before, and I just sort of like wanted to keep it more low-key, more friendly, and try and keep the political side out of things and just enjoy the sport for what it is, because it is a fantastic sport. It's great to get people together and get out the water and really enjoy themselves.
Absolutely, and I can attest to the friendly side. Everyone that I've spoken to today has been really nice to me. So yeah, that's great. Although I can see there are some cakes being handed around. I haven't been offered one yet. I don't know, have you been offered coffee? See, even that,
coffee, look,
getting offered coffee, you cannot beat it. Absolutely fantastic. And also, before we started talking, you were telling me some awesome stories about some of the things you've done out there on the boat. So what's one of your favourite stories so far?
Well, we have got a few. We did at one point decide, because of a bit of a fire on my car on a race we were going to, it caught fire, and I jokingly said, next race we'll have to row it to, and we did, and we rowed it to Mumbles overnight, throughout the day. It took us about 6 hours to get there. A couple of years after, I was training to do the Celtic Challenge, which is 100 miles across the Irish Sea. And we got together with a few clubs to do it. And I said, let's do a bit of training. I said, let's do the Mumbles, Barry to Mumbles, but we'll do it differently. And I was asked, what? And I said, let's row back. So my crew were the only crew that did that. We rowed down to the Mumbles. We ended up on the mud, and we waited about a half hour and rowed back. It was very tiring. It was nearly 80 miles, and it took us 13 and a half hours to do it.
Wow.
We were very lethargic after, as you can imagine. It's a good thing to do. But we do like the challenges. And we've just got in the boat. We've got down off Cold Knap. We said, come on, we'll row down to the Caisson, which is down Aberthaw Power Station. We'll row round there 6 miles, go down with the tide and come back with the tide. So off we went. We got down there and the tide was still with us. So we said, come on, let's go to far as we can, well, with the tide. When we ended up on Ash Point, so the tide turned, I said, right, okay, let's carry on rowing against the tide and see how far we can get. So we ended up on Southern Down Beach. We were asked where we come from, like we did feel like we rowed somewhere we shouldn't have.
Yeah, need your passports going that far. Yeah.
We went up, had a coffee, a little bite to eat, jumped in the boat and rowed back, and without even realising, we'd done 34 miles. It was a great day, great out with the lads, and the ladies when they want to come as well, you know, they're always up for it. So there's an awful lot of different challenges we can do, we have done, and that, you know, there will be a lot more going in the future.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, I must add in there that Tony is actually a very experienced rower. So if you are thinking of joining, it won't all be all over to Ireland and all the way up to Nash Point, because you've actually got a fair few facilities here. Kind of talk us through all the different things you've got for people if they're interested in coming down.
Well, obviously with the winter approaching now, a couple of years ago, I decided that in my premise, my work's premises, I've got a room upstairs that I set up for indoor rowing. So people come along in the evenings and they'll have a row. We'll have some competitions. We had one not so long ago where we had 18 rowers, 6 rowing machines, 3 to a team, 5,000 metres, 250 each, swap and keep going. And then it was a fiver each and winner takes all.
Did you win?
I wasn't rowing. I was just organising it. And to be fair, I haven't rowed for a year because I've got a spine up.
Oh gosh!
So yeah, I've been out of it. The last one we did was Loch Ness, 21 miles race last September, down Loch Ness, and then that was it. So I'm hoping to get back in. I'm coxing, and it shouldn't be too long before I'm back at it. But
absolutely fantastic. And final word then, Tony, if there was anybody who was listening to this that was maybe 50-50 about coming down, what advice would you give them to come and maybe give it a go in either one of your boats or actually on one of the rowing machines?
It's always better on a boat, because you enjoy it more, and you can jump on a rowing machine practically anywhere. Not with a boat, you're not going to. So every Tuesday, while the nights are still with us, we're on Barry Dock. You come down and try it out and just jump in a boat and come out with us. We're only out probably an hour. We do 3.5 miles and you won't even notice it. It's easy to do it. You'll get two goes. If you like it, join. If you don't, well, it wasn't for you, and that's it. But you will find everyone is really friendly and everyone is helpful, and they'll get you in the boat and enjoying it. So yeah,
absolutely perfect. Well, there we go, guys. Like Tony said, if you're thinking of coming and joining, Barry Docks is the place to go.
Well, that was Tom there when he was speaking to Tony, the founder of the South Wales Rowing Club. Fantastic effort there, but all round. And also fantastic effort by the over 27,000 participants that took part in the Cardiff Half Marathon on Sunday. So that was I've got my days all confused. That was yesterday. And as you can hear, I can guarantee I am still me, but whereas most people have probably got sore legs and everything else from taking part in the half marathon, I think my cheering has been... has taken its toll a little bit on my throat today, but it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, I was out on the road. I was talking to spectators and I was listening to their stories about who they were supporting and the charities, the different charities that people were running for. And I was at sort of around mile three, mile four stage. So I was just up before they turned left across Cardiff Bay Barrage. So I was just right down the bottom of the marina. And it was such a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. I mean, fortunately, the weather held off. It was, the sun did try coming out. And I think there was an attempt at a few spots of rain. But when they were going through at that stage, everyone was in good spirits. Runners were in good spirits. Spectators were in good spirits. There was a drum band going on, keeping everyone... motivated. I was across the way from one of the support stations for the charity sponsors for the event as well, and I was a little bit up from where you would have seen the Bro Radio van. But my hat's off to anybody that's taken part in that event. And there was so many stories about why people were taking part. And Bro Radio were there, and we had coverage there till 2 o'clock. So it was we were there, we were out and about, we were talking to as many people as possible. And if you were around sort of the marina and the barrage, you might have seen me sort of knocking around there trying to get interviews and taking photos and that of people. But it's a fantastic effort, and it's the Cardiff half marathon has done so well that it's moved to ballots for next year, because it's such a popular event. And I can say this As a spectator, it's pretty flat, but as a participant's point of view, I know it doesn't look it's not as flat as people think there, particularly when going up and into Penarth, it isn't too flat. But then once you're on by the marina way, that bit is flat, but there's also a real nasty little surprise waiting for you about mile 12, which is when you're in Cardiff on the final mile. There is a bit of a hill to get up there, but everyone, it's all for the good causes, and the many different charities, and the amount of money raised. But it, as I said, it is going to ballot for next year. So the 2026 Cardiff Half Marathon, you've actually got to register, and then once you're selected for a ticket, then you can pay and you can take part. So it's not going to be sort of open entry for everybody now, but that's just, as I said, that's just the popularity of it. It's becoming one of the big half marathons, and it is a good event. Even as a spectator, just go along and cheer and support. And when you're doing an event like that, you'd be surprised how much a little cheer or a well done, keep going, or congratulations, you'd be surprised how much that does get through to people who are taking part in that, and it does give them sometimes the extra motivation that they need to keep going. But as we close in on the end of another week of sport here at Bro Radio, just remember, if you want to get in touch with me to discuss a sport that I'm not talking about or a sporting event, then what you need to do is use the email. That's sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm, or you can find Bro Radio on the social medias. But up next here on Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Train travel with Transport for Wales couldn't be smoother. Pay as you go across the South Wales Metro for great prices. Just tap in with your phone, watch or bank card, then tap out when you arrive. And you'll automatically get our best value fare. Smooth. Search TFW Pay As You Go to find out more. Selected stations only. Best value compared to equivalent TFW tickets. T's and C's apply.
Oeddech chi'n gwybod y gallai ffiniau ward eich cyngor newid yn fuan? Mae Comisiwn Democratiaeth a Ffiniau Cymru yn adolygu'r trefniadau etholiadol ar gyfer Bro Morgannwg, ac mae newydd gyhoeddi ei gynigion drafft. Mae'r Comisiwn yn gorff annibynnol a noddir gan Lywodraeth Cymru, a sefydlwyd i adolygu ffiniau etholiadol, ac mae am glywed eich barn ar ei gynlluniau. Darllenwch y cynigion, a lleisiwch eich barn cyn y 12fed o Dachwedd ar arolygoncymru.cymru.
If you want to have your say about life in the Vale, now's your chance. Because Let's Talk About Life in the Vale is a countywide survey that gives local people the chance to share their experiences of public services and their priorities for the future. You can help Vale of Glamorgan Council shape decision-making of the future. Oh, and if you take part, you could win a £50 Love to Shop voucher. To have your say, simply search Let's Talk About Life in the Vale.
A space to prepare for the day ahead. A place to relax after a hard day at work. Or simply somewhere to wash away your worries. Discover award-winning bathrooms from award-winning designers at the Tap End Bathrooms in Pontyclun. We're your local bathroom studio. And whether you're renovating your existing bathroom or planning a new build, the Tap End design bespoke bathrooms, shower rooms and en suites of distinction. For design inspiration, follow us on the socials or visit thetapend.design.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smartphone.